Good evening, everyone. The call to order of the Willows City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. Thank you for attending. Item number two on the agenda, Pledge of Allegiance. Chief Dahl, would you do the honors tonight, please?
Stand.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. Item number three, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Mahan.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Vice Mayor Yoder.
Here.
Mayor Manson.
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number four, ceremonial matters, proclamations, recognitions, awards. There are none scheduled tonight. Item number five, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. However, as you know, we are liberal on that. Any public comment on any items not on the agenda tonight? Anything? Anything? No public comment? Okay. Moving forward. There is none. No public comment tonight. Item number six, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 6A, consider approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers. Item 6B, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on September 27th, 2016. Item 6C, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on October 11th, 2016. And item 6D, consider approval of the cancellation of the December 27th, 2016 City Council meeting. Pleasure of the council.
I move to approve as presented.
Vice Mayor Yoder's moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams is seconding. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0. Thank you. Item number seven, public hearings. We do have a public hearing agendized this evening. Item 7A, solid waste collection services annual increase public hearing. It is agendized to conduct the public hearing and consider by motion adoption of a resolution approving the rate increase and fuel decrease for solid waste collection services effective December 1, 2016. Interim City Manager, Fire Chief Wayne Peabody, good evening.
Good evening, Council. Before you tonight is the annual rate increase or decrease that we've had in the past as part of the annual agreement. Nat Fryer sends forward the request using the August Western State CPI Index. There's a total of a 0.155%. with a decrease of the fuel of 1.31%, which comes to a total increase of 0.24% of the request that is at tonight, so less than a 0.25%. With that, we'd like to have a public hearing and a closure of that adopted attached resolution to approve the increase of the 0.25%.
Okay, Chief Peabody, thank you very much. Gentlemen, before we move on, do you have any questions for staff in reference to this item?
I have none.
Yes, sir.
Questions, comments?
No.
Anything? Okay. All right. Well, very good. Moving forward with the public hearing now, we have now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. So at this time, it is 9:04 p.m. We'll open the public hearing on this matter. Any members of the public wish to speak, please approach the podium. Any comment? Any public comment? None? Okay. No public comment. Let the record reflect that no public comment tonight on this matter. The time is 7:05 p.m. and public hearing is closed. So, once again, the agenda is the staff agendize this matter in order to, the recommendation was the adoption of the resolution approving the rate increase and fuel decrease for solid waste collection services effective December 1, 2016. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that the resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Adopting Refuse Collection Rates Approving Amendment to Residential and Commercial Rate Schedules as Provided Within the Provisions of the Franchise Agreement Approved November 2006 be approved.
Vice Mayor Yoder has moved that the resolution be approved as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion?
No, sir.
Okay, Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item number 8, ordinances. Item 8A, consider 1, passage of the second reading by title only, the ordinance next in line, and 2, adopt an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing, replacing, and/or amending certain sections of Chapter 15.15, so 15.15, of the City of Willows Municipal Code to adopt by reference and amend certain portions of the 2016 fire codes and approve the local findings as set forth in the codes with the remaining sections currently in place to remain unchanged. Chief?
Once again, thank you all. The City Council passed the first reading of the ordinance at the October 11th meeting. Staff has recommended council pass the second reading and adopt the attached ordinances. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Before we move on, any questions, comments for the Chief?
No, sir.
Nothing? Okay. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Councilmember Dominguez has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilmember Mello, excuse me, not Yolo, I know who you are. Councilmember Mello, sorry about that, Larry, has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the adoption of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing, replacing, and/or amending certain sections of Chapter 15.15 of the City of Willows Municipal Code to adopt by reference and amend certain portions, of the 2016 fire codes and approve the local findings set forth in the codes with the remaining sections currently in place to remain unchanged, pass second reading, and be adopted.
Councilmember Dominguez has moved that the ordinance be adopted as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilmember Mello has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote also, please.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you, Natalie. Item 8B, consider 1, passage of second reading by title only, the ordinance next in line, and 2, adopt an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the Willow of the City of Willows repealing, amending, and/or creating specific sections of Chapter 15, subsections 15.10, 15.11, 15.20, 15.30, 15.35, 15.50, 15.55, 15.60, 15.70, 15.75, 15.80, 15.85, 15.90, 15.91, and 15.95 of the City of Willows Municipal Code, and to adopt by reference and amend certain portions of the 2016 California Building Standards Code. Chief Peabody.
Well, once again, this is similar to what the fire code is. We're just doing it for the building side. The recommendation on the staff is actually the recommendation from the fire code, but we would recommend that you follow the recommendation on item B in the ordinances. Sorry about the slight error there. With that, I'll be happy to answer your questions on the building side.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. Before we move forward, any questions, comments?
Yes, sir.
For staff? Mm-hmm. Nothing? Okay, very good. Pleasure of the council in reference to this matter.
Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Councilmember Mello has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to adoption of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt and pass second reading an ordinance titled, An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing, amending, and/or creating specific sections of Chapter 15, Subsection 15.10, 15.11, 15.20, 15.30, 15.35, 15.50, 15.55, 15.60, 15.70, 15.75, 15.80, 15.85, 15.90, 15.91, and 15.95 of the City of Willows Municipal Code, and to adopt by reference and amend certain portions of the 2016 California Building Standards Codes.
Councilmember Mello has moved that the ordinance be adopted as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Domenichini has seconded. Further discussion?
Yes, sir.
Madam Clerk, this will also be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Bowman?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 9, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 9A, consider lifting the hiring freeze and allow the Public Works Director to conduct interviews and fill a vacant Public Works Maintenance 1 position. Public Works Director Steve Soth, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Information is in front of you this evening. As you know, Public Works Department over the years has gone from 10 strong down to currently, counting myself, we have 5 was a vacant position that is on the books. That position became vacant June 30th of this year. Your hiring freeze went into effect in July. Had that position been vacant a month earlier, I would have probably simply gone to city manager. We would have filled that position and moved forward. Questions?
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Gentlemen, any questions, comments for Mr. Soth?
No.
Representative Manor, anything?
Actually, I
Mr.
do.
Mr. Williams?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to clarify with Tim, our budget deficit is running approximately $220,000 at this point.
We haven't seen anything. If you recall, $220,000 with the furloughs and the deferral of the increase, that it did knock that out about $160,000.
Okay.
And we haven't seen anything at this point in time that would cause me to remarkably change that at this point in time. With this position being vacant for as long as it has, we've brought the budget savings, though, has been about $20,000 all we did.
Okay. So. Thank you.
And it is a current budget position. So.
Okay. Anything further, Mr. Williams?
Sir.
Okay. Thank you. Gentlemen, anything further? Questions, comments?
Just comment is I'm in favor of this. We approved the staffing level at our budget meeting. So really, to me, I don't see a problem with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Larry. Anything further?
Yeah, I do. I'm not comfortable, not with the filling of the positions. I'm not comfortable with the procedure. And in saying that is that I know we're going to talk with Chief here in a bit about his hiring process, and I know we have a hiring freeze, but when the level of service is currently where it's at and it drops below that, I think it's incumbent on the staff to get the hiring process going and maintaining that staff. I think that's where the hiring freeze is. The hiring freeze is at that level. If it drops below that determined level, then I think it's incumbent on you guys to go out and hire. I think it's a public safety issue on both the parts. I think one a little bit more crucial than the other, just because it's an officer safety issue. And I think that we need to look at that. You know, yeah, we are in a deficit situation, but then again, I'd rather be in a deficit situation than put my officers on their lives on the line too. We have to maintain the strength and the ability to serve the public, mindful of the revenues that we have, but their safety and the community safety is the paramount thing here. not our deficit. That's our problem. Your problem is to put people on the street. We got to come up with a better solution, and we need to figure that out.
Thank you, Mr. Yoder. Anything further? Gentlemen, anything?
Actually,
Mr. Williams?
I have one other question. Steve, with, you know, winter coming on, is it typically more labor-intensive to have the staffing level in the wintertime or in the summertime?
As we go in, coming in the leaf season for the next month and a half, we're going to have two people sitting in a leaf truck picking up leaves. If you've got a crystal ball and tell me how much it's going to rain this winter, there's a lot of variables, but we're busy year-round.
Right.
I mean, we get wind events, we got trees down, we've got leaves, we've got sewers to maintain.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is I was just hoping that maybe we could kind of push this hiring off until springtime when things picked up, if that was, you know, possible, just to save some of the money and maybe, you know, direct it over, you know, for the, you know, police officer position. So
I just,
that's just,
you know,
my
starting
question.
On November 1st, the ad for, you know, street leaves, street tree leaves will be in the paper, and that ties up two people for a month and a half right there, pushes us into part of January. And that, I mean, that ties people up where they can't be doing anything else.
Okay.
Lots to do.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Williams?
No, sir.
No? Anything further, gentlemen? Okay. I agree with Mr. Domenichetti's comments and Vice Mayor Yoder's comments wholeheartedly. In 2010-20, we'll take a very brief walk down memory lane, but in 2010-2011, I know you're shocked, you're surprised, but 2010-2011, we took drastic measures, cost savings measures, in order to, you know, save the financial future of the city, and it worked. That included several retirements from public works that were not filled, as staff is wholeheartedly aware. The public works department, as is the police department, in my mind, at what I would consider absolute minimum staffing right now. And I agree with Vice Mayor Yoder's comments that your number now, Steve, I believe it's six total. You have six staff total, six. Yeah, that's not very many. The public works department is doing a fantastic job, yeoman's work, keeping the city running with all of the things that you do out there as far as important vital infrastructure. Drainage, sewage, street maintenance, the whole gamut. Not to mention with leaf season coming up, but yeah, I agree. I think right now, you know, you've been in a skeleton crew operation for several years now. I don't even believe at this current staffing level that, as Jim said, that it should even come back before council. This should be a management issue just to go ahead and maintain the staffing. And as Larry pointed out, these positions were allocated within our current budget, you know, clearly. So with that, I wholeheartedly, you know, obviously agree in moving forward with filling this position. So I know some mic movement. I'm finished.
Sorry,
with
my comments.
I
just want a clarification real quick. So is it the council's wishes that if the position is currently funded in the budget, that we would be allowed to go out for that position and only come to council if it's an unfunded position that we're requesting?
I'll check with my colleagues, but that seems to be what the consensus would be, gentlemen. Is that
right?
Is that correct?
Yeah. The my thing is that we come up with the bottom level of where we're at. So you're at six, you're at nine. Okay, and that's where, and if that is the threshold, that's where we're currently at with funded positions. So anything above that, then that's when your hiring freeze comes into effect. If you drop below that, go out and hire. I mean, the money's been funded to you. You got to have people on the street. If you get the process moving, get them in there, especially Mr. Dahl here, is that it takes you such a long time to put somebody functional on the street. You know, if you have a crystal ball, you'd be great, but you don't. So when you find something out, I think it's managerial is that you try to figure out how to fix it, and delaying it by waiting to come to us and getting our approval of it is only delaying the process of you getting somebody on the street for an officer safety issues. That bothers me. So that would be my suggestion.
Mr. Mayor and Mr. Vice Mayor, I want to defer to the city clerk in the absence of the city attorney being here. Would it be lawful for, within the motion, to not only unfreeze this position, but include in the motion to go ahead and suspend the hiring freeze concept? The balance of the fiscal, they can do that, they can legally do that. So if that is the will of the council, then go ahead and include in your motion to lift the hiring freeze entirely. We can't come to you for an unfunded, we'd have to come to you for an unfunded position to allocate anyway. So by definition, we have to come to you for an unfunded position. So if you go ahead then and in your motion, lift the hiring freeze in its entirety, that solves it going forward, and it makes so we don't have to listen to the chief on the next item too, so.
I mean, it's business. You know, I mean, yeah, we're here to pinch pennies and we're here to do all that, but pitching pennies and giving the public what they deserve and what they need, and especially when you talk about, you know, the public works side and the law enforcement side or the fire side, if the chief becomes the chief and, you know, and wants to step down right now and say he's the chief right this second, then I would address it. But when we start doing that, then we start kind of getting on that, you know, what's better for the community? Us to have a somewhat of a bankroll? I mean, do they feel safe at night knowing that we have $1 million in reserves? Or do they feel safe at night? Or do they feel safe at night because there's an officer on the street? Or, you know, with on public works side that they're able to do their job? That's what makes them feel comfortable. They give a crap less if we have $1 million in the bank.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you just handle the mechanics of that, it'd be appreciated.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. You know, because, you know, that public works department, that's what we're talking about right now, is definitely a skeleton crew, minimum staffing, as we know. So, and it is recognized that there was a hiring freeze implemented, which is why this matter was agendized for council discussion tonight. So, okay. Any further comments before we move forward? Mr. Domenichini.
Yeah, I agree with Vice Mayor Yoder. The only caveat is in the mechanics. I'm reluctant to pursue an unagendized action to overturn an agendized action previously. I think we could say that it is our understanding that when we approved the hiring freeze, it was at the current budget level.
Right.
Rather than an actual motion to say we overturn the hiring freeze, is that the council's understanding was that the hiring freeze was for anything unfunded.
That's good.
Yeah, it worked.
It's the same result.
I think that's a safer alternative, Larry, at this point. Yes, Mr. Mello.
I agree. That's all the comment I have.
Okay, very good. Okay, anything for Mr. Soth, anything further? Chief?
Clear as mud, no? We got her.
Okay.
That's what they say, muddy the water.
Current budgeted positions.
That correct. Was the council's understanding and
yes.
intent.
Okay. Yeah, correct.
That the hiring freeze was intended for the unfunded positions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Mr. Soth.
Would be going out to five candidates to be interviewed on the 7th. So.
Very good.
Well, we weren't talking about public works.
Yeah, we still haven't approved those. At least he didn't waste any stamp on that.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Pleasure of the council on this is a motion item.
We did two ordinances down here, so I think it's that side of the
dais. Is it the other side's turn? Okay. Pleasure of the council down here on this side.
Go ahead, Jeff. Are you going?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we recommend that city council waive the hiring freeze and allow the public works director to hold interviews and bring a candidate to the city manager for appointment.
Mr. Williams has moved that item 9A be approved as presented. Is there a second?
No second.
Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Carries 5-0. Congratulations, Mr. Soth. Good luck.
Thank you, gentlemen. You've got to be so impressive. You're intimidating enough that we're not going to go just around you and hire people when you got hired. Really?
Yeah.
You have some authority up there.
We try.
Good luck, Steve. Thank you. Item 9B, consider lifting the hiring freeze and allow the police chief to recruit and replace two police officer positions. Chief Dahl.
Ditto.
I don't know what to say anymore, but thank you for having me. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council. We basically covered this under Mr. Soth, and I appreciate him for doing all my legwork for me. We're losing a couple of bodies. We got to fill them. You've addressed it in the previous resolution, so thank you. We appreciate it. We're going to go fill them. We're going to take care of business like we do.
Okay, chief. Thank you. Questions, comments? Mr. Williams?
Mr. Mayor, Jason, if you can legally, can you tell us why the officers are leaving? Did they give an explanation?
I can and I can't. I can tell you that one officer is leaving. Actually, both officers are leaving on their own volition. One's moving away, and the other's leaving for personal reasons, and I can't go.
I guess what I was getting at is, did they say because the pay was low?
No, no. It had absolutely nothing to do with the department or the city itself. It was all different.
Yeah, that was my main concern, because I know in our department that they're having a hard time hiring people at the, you know, salaries that are, you know, on the books right now. And so what they're doing is actually paying them retention pay. And so, you know, that's been drawing people into areas that are having a difficult time, you know, filling. So that was my only reasoning for asking that, was if that was something that would be, need to be addressed, would be maybe to, you know, bump the salary up some. I know that it's not, you know, great.
Oh, I mean, that'd always be something nice, but that's part of negotiations, and they're under contract too. It had nothing to do with the city itself, like I said, and actually the community itself. They're leaving for different reasons.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to get any personal issues.
I understand.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Williams. Any further questions, comments? Gentlemen, anything? Larry?
Nope.
Jim?
Nope.
Okay. Well, once again, chief, I've said it before, but you've done an extraordinary job as chief as Willows Police Department, and you're operating a fine agency there. So, and once again, as far as I'm concerned, you know, said this before, but the numbers you're at, your minimum staffing, and in my mind, and should be there for the officer safety purposes and the public safety purposes, or the safety of our citizens. So we should never go back to where we were before. That's dangerous. It's risky. And we just got lucky that something real bad didn't happen. So anyway, with that said, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And please, you know, pass it on to the crew too, doing a fine job policing the city, protection of life and property. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. Okay. Item 9B, consider lifting the hiring freeze and allow the police chief to recruit and replace two police officer positions. Pleasure to the council.
I'll move to approve 9B as presented.
Vice Mayor Yoder has moved to approve item 9B as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0. Thank you. Congratulations, chief.
Thank you.
Item 9C, hold a discussion and, by consensus, direct staff regarding submission of a letter to the Glenn County Board of Supervisors in support of Cal Water holding a membership seat on the private pumper committee. Mr. Peabody.
Well, a lot of this conversation is going to be dependent upon Mr. Domenigany, as he's the local water expert, but I will tell you that I went to the Board of Supervisors to a meeting last Tuesday, and they are taking applications for a subcommittee of the Sustainable Groundwater Act. Glenn County is putting together districts and also a little subcommittee, which private pumper Cal Water kind of fits into. Cal Water can't actually sit on behalf. The City of Willows has basically delegated our water authority over to Cal Water. They are a purveyor. The South Water Company, we have two pumps, and at some point here in the near future, I hope we have turned that over to Cal Water, and they maintain the water on the south end of the district as well. So through the governance models that have been developed, the private pumper committee, in which would fit Cal Water, and also give the City of Willows a seat at the table with Cal Water. So there is the Board of Supervisors asked for applications for the private pumpers. I believe they received three applications. They're looking for five seats. They extended that period out until November, and Cal Water has submitted an application in, and there is a draft letter attached showing the City of Willows would like Cal Water. Hopefully, it will help out with the Board of Supervisors' decision. With that, any of the technical of this kind of confusing matter, I'd look over to Mr. Domenichini to be able to fill in on that.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Mr. Domenichini.
Yeah, just to follow up on Wayne's comments. Yeah, the state passed what's called SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, in 2014, and there's deadlines. What it allows is any local agency with land use or water use authority to form a groundwater sustainability agency, GSA. And in Glynn County, there's numerous irrigation and water districts that can do it. And of course, on the water side, and then on the land use side, you have the City of Orland, City of Willows, and County of Glynn. Orland filed to be a GSA, but just as a placeholder, but they recognize the complexities needed to be a GSA, and that a countywide GSA is a better option. Yeah, Willows, we've talked a little bit before, we've looked at it's better to have Cal Water at the table and work cooperatively with the county and other entities. Formation of a GSA just to have a place at the table is a very complex issue requiring a lot of technical expertise, which we don't have, but Cal Water does. In Cal Water, it's regulated by the Public Utilities Commission and doesn't have land use or water authority under the original act, but it was amended over the last 2 years, so Cal Water can be invited to participate, but by asking to have them on the private pumpers committee that the supervisors have set up, they'll have a voice and an ability to interact with the rest of the county water interests. So I highly recommend we send this letter to the supervisors asking that Cal Water have a place at the table through the private pumpers committee.
Okay, thank you very much, Larry. Any questions, comments from gentlemen before we move forward? Keith Corum, good evening. Yeah, please.
Can I make a comment?
You certainly can. District 4 Supervisor Keith Corum, good to see you, Keith. Thank you for attending.
Keith Corum, District 4 Supervisor. I live at 831 Tamarack Way here in town. I was the one who asked the manager, Jeff, and I'm sorry I cannot remember his last name.
Fultz.
Okay. If he would serve on this, because I knew of his expertise, and when we were talking about this last week, we only had one supervisor who questioned his position on it because he lives in Chico. And I just want you to know, from my perspective, I'm going to continue to push for him because of his expertise, and he does want to serve. So I appreciate you're going to write a letter. I wish Cal Water did not apply to be on this committee. Ms. Jeff applied, so your letter needs to be specific that he is the one, or if you state that you want the manager of Cal Water, because it's individuals, unless Mr. Domenichini wants to serve on it as a District 4 representative.
What's it worth?
Did I say that out loud?
What we were trying to do when we decided to do this is that we would find individuals out of each supervisory district so that it would be evenly represented, and that was kind of why, you know, who do we pick out of District 4? I mean, unless you are farming outside of town and live in town, you might know something about the water situation, but the manager there is very knowledgeable, so he was a good choice as far as I was concerned. So thank you for writing the letter that you're going to write.
Okay, Keith. Yeah, thank you very much. One question. Do you have a set number of representatives you can have on the committee?
You know, I think we're just doing five, one from each district. It's an advisory group, and they're going to work with WAC and TAC. And, you know, there's so many people involved now, it's almost frustrating, I think, to keep all this going. and it's hard to get volunteers for something like this. The other couple of applicants that we had the other day were excellent. What we'll get in the extended open time, I have no idea. I hope we'll get five. So, yeah. Does that answer your question, more or less?
It does, it does. I think it's a great recommendation. And, you know, Jeff Foulkes, for the record, is the Willis District Manager for Cal Water.
Well, I think it'll go a long way in helping me if you do write that letter, because it indicates that you do have an interest and you do want him representing you as District 4 on that, because he works in our community. Mm-hmm. And so he knows a lot that's going on, whether he lives here or not, especially on an advisory committee, is irrelevant, I think.
Sure. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
absolutely agreed. Jeff was interim manager or acting manager for quite some time and was appointed district manager, I believe, in May. Was officially appointed. But yes, he is very knowledgeable. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think it's a great recommendation, Keith, personally.
Okay.
So, any gentlemen, any questions? What Keith's here? Any questions, comments?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Mike Murray, good to see you. And long time former District 4 Supervisor, Chairman of the Board, Mike Murray, and long time City Council member and mayor a few times and all that. Mike, you have any comments on this? Any thoughts? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but no? You're done?
Volunteer.
You're retired. You don't want to go to any more meetings? Okay. All right, Mike. Thanks. Okay. Anything further, gentlemen, before we move on? Okay. Item C, as agenda, I should hold discussion and by consensus direct staff regarding submission of a letter. Consensus of the council, are you satisfied with the letter as presented?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Clear consensus? Okay. Mr. Mello, agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your consensus.
Thank you very much. If
you
I could have a signature before you leave tonight.
Complete consensus. Well written letter. Thank you very much. Okay. You bet. Will do. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Keith. Moving on to item number 10, council staff reports, comments. Brief reports by members of the administrative staff and the council regarding correspondence, events, and or meetings attended and upcoming meetings events. Reports shall be limited to city business and shall not request or lead to action by the council at this meeting. Any request that requires council action will be set by the council for a future agenda or referred to staff. First of all, item 10A, staff comments, reports.
The only report I'd like to go on is we had our Wilbur Ellis hazmat exercise last week. It included 121 participants and 20 different agencies from Northern California. So Glynn County Public Health, Glynn County OES, and the City of Willows put that drill on, and we definitely thank everybody for participating. We believe Wilbur Ellis showed us the facility, showed us the safety mechanisms, and I hope out of this drill the public feels confident within the public safety that we can handle an emergency at that facility.
Very good, Chief. How many agencies again participated?
20.
20 agencies. Very good. What? How far away?
We had the hazmat
regional
team from Schmert, and we had some overhead positions out of Sacramento.
Yeah, very good. Nice work. And like I say, Wilbur Ellis is a great partner. So yeah, we're glad they're here.
Yes,
we are. Yeah, very good. So, okay. Any question or comments on that item?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Chief. Nice work. Anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
Okay. All right. Mr. Williams, like to begin on item 10B, City Council comments or reports?
Well, actually, Mr. Mayor, I think that brief was put in there for you for the Transit Commission report.
You think?
But
that's a typo.
Yes. Actually, on October 12th, I attended the town hall meeting on the school bond, Measure B, and got some more information and was impressed with the information I got. But other than that, it was a short 2 weeks. That's all I have, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good. Vice Mayor, anything?
I'm good.
No. Mr. Mello,
none.
Anything? Nothing? Really? Mr. DeBendigan, anything?
How much time do I have, Natalie? What time did you pick for adjournment?
No. Next time, just write it there. I'll see it.
Favoritism.
Yeah, I know.
Favoritism.
Anyways, I have a library board report that I met last week. It was delayed because the week before, Jody was getting their Woman of the Year award from Congressman Garamendi. Business is booming at the library. The computer usage has been strong all summer and continues strong into the school year. Usually it drops down a little bit. It's between 30 to 40 people a day using the computers, and a lot of people have to wait for their turn. So that's working out very well. Another thing going very well is the children's services programs. It's preschools, it's Willows Unified or Walden, students attending the activities and different things, and it's been averaging about 220 kids a month the last couple of months. So it's a great service. Kind of tie in with the talk about the school bond in our last meeting. The library is an integral part of the partnership between the schools and the city. As I mentioned before, it's a place after school for students to study and to obtain tutoring services. It's a good place for tutoring services. So things are going well at the library.
Yeah, very good. Good to hear. Yeah. Thank you, Larry. Anything further?
Nope, that's
no.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just one item to report briefly on tonight. This past Thursday, October 20th, Chief Peabody and I, thank you for chauffeuring me around, Chief, attended the Willows Rotary meeting at Thunder Hill West. The new complex is nice, really nice out there. And a lot of activity going on too. Big race weekend last weekend. Final points weekend, apparently, for the year, for the season. But anyway, Willows Rotary had invited Congressman John Gary Mendy to speak. He primarily spoke on water issues, which is, of course, is lifeblood for us. It was interesting, very interesting. He's very well versed in water, as we know. But yeah, so it was a nice presentation, and thank Rotary for inviting us. So pretty well attended also. So, and Mr. Mello, Mr. Williams and I were attended the domestic violence support office ribbon cutting grand opening ceremony. When was that, a week or so ago? I forget the day now.
Yeah,
but anyway, so it was a pleasure. It's great seeing that open up for domestic violence support services here in South County area. So with that, that's all I had. So keeping it brief, by golly. So moving on to item 11, adjournment. The next council meeting will be on election night.
Yes.
November 8th, 2016. So time is 7:43 and meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.